Fairfax NAACP leader forced to resign from PTA after "Let Them Die" speech. By Madeline Hubbard on July 19, 2021. The Virginia PTA forced the resignation of Vice President of Training Michelle Leet on Saturday after she gave a speech saying "Let Them Die," referring to people against her leftist ideology. Fairfax NAACP still supports Leet, who is their first vice president. Michelle Leet spoke to concerned parents and supporters of critical race theory Thursday prior to a Fairfax County Public School Board meeting at Luther Jackson Middle School in Falls Church, Virginia. Breitbart News reported Friday Leet told supporters of CRT, "So let's meet and remain steadfast, in speaking truth, tearing down double standards, and refuting double talk. Let's not allow any double downing on lies. Let's prepare our children for a world they deserve. Let's deny this off-key band of people that are anti-education, anti-teacher, anti-equity, anti-history, anti-racial reckoning, anti-opportunities, anti-help people, anti-diversity, anti-platform, anti-science, anti-change agent, anti-social justice, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-children, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-environment, anti-admissions policy change, anti-inclusion, anti-live and let live people. Let them die. Don't let these uncomfortable people deter us from our bold march forward. Watch." On Saturday, the Virginia PTA released a statement on Twitter. While speaking within her, Leet's role within Virginia PTA, "We do not condone the choice of words used during a public event." Fairfax County NAACP released a statement of support for Leet Sunday and claimed the media created a false narrative about Leet, and they do not condone or support violence of any kind, the civil rights group said. "We stand firmly by our first vice president and her work in the past, present and future, and are extremely disappointed that her long track record of tireless work and dedication within the Fairfax County community has been so easily disregarded and devalued. We must be diligent and stalwart against those who use falsehoods to silence our community leaders, sow discord, and deflect attention away from important conversations on how best to protect our students while building a healthy and inclusive learning environment." Leet also served as the Vice President of Communications for the Fairfax County PTA, but on Monday, the spot is listed as vacant on the website. The Fairfax County PTA has not published a statement about Leet's comments. Leet told The Washington Post Friday, her written speech originally included "Let them, ideals, die." She explained her statement referred to the ideals that show a disregard and lack of support for our teachers who have a truly difficult job to do even without a pandemic. "I will certainly admit, it was ineloquently stated and with a pause for the applause, the timing was off," Leet said.